Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, note to self, when I'm going to be changing audio elements for the show,
yes,
I shouldn't do that between prepping my show and putting together news you may not need. Because when I dive into that particular task,
your bunny trail.
I get completely obsessed.
Yeah, you know what that is? That is a task that is best done evenings with a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's not good. It's and really you need 5 hours.
You do.
And
properly,
sometimes you can you have to walk away and come back.
Yeah,
right?
Sometimes
yeah,
it's just not there.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going back to the original In the Stone from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Kind of an homage to Maurice White.
I think that's nice.
And his untimely passing, like, that matters. You know, I just did what I complained about yesterday. Yeah, grief poached.
Oh, well,
I'm
going
to be doing
so
that
funny
as my personal tribute to a man who was so dear to me. No,
we had coffee once, you know.
It is so nice you brought that up because, Pony, you know, there is a show before the show, Mike, and that is when you sign on the microphone and we chat before we begin the program.
Yes.
But there's also...
I miss it so much.
A show before the show... Before the show, when it's just me and Pony, and today, young Adrian was with us, and based on grief poaching, Pony came up with a new character for you.
Mike. A new character for me?
Yeah, it's a voice you already do, but it's in a new situation.
Oh, you know I love that. That's always exciting for me.
Mike, it's the grief man.
Hey. In lieu of flowers, yeah.
And already, when Pony had me on the floor with Grief Man, he said he's doing his morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, he's doing his morning show at night. Hey, how about a prayer card?
Hey, fantastic. Ooh, who are the pallbearers? Yeah.
We have so many mourners. We have so many mourners. We have mourners on the line.
Yeah. Oh, untimely passing. Yeah. 2016. It's the Grief Man. It's a Grief Man. How about that tribute to Glenn Frey last night? Hey, did you enjoy that? Yeah, it was good stuff, wasn't it? Maurice White, too. Yeah, and on the all-new Grief Man show. Yeah, it's the Grief Man coming to you live. Yeah, exciting stuff. Fantastic. Yeah. Don't forget to tune in for news you may not need. A little tribute to Vanity today. Yeah, Vanity from the Prince Group. Yeah, on the Grief Man show. The all-new Grief Man show. Any way you want to get on your knees and mourn the person that passed is okay with me.
Hey, Grief
That's
Man.
That's the way it
does. Grief Man, does a blowtorch cremate?
Yeah, take the blowtorch. Yeah, sure. It's a slow process.
Hey, Grief Man, what are my options for a coffin?
Well, you got mahogany. Yeah. Yeah, you want to spend a lot of dollars, how about brass? Big brass, yes. And make sure, hey, how about you get those lawmen dragging around for you?
Oh, yeah, you'll need to get the lawmen if you want to do a funeral procession, right?
Hey, lawmen, that's it. I'm out of my grease manism. So
grief man.
It's grief man, yeah. Grief man.
Yeah, but so, you see, but I really didn't think you'd take to it that well.
Mm-hmm. You thought I might hate it. You thought before that I might hate it.
Yeah, right? I did. But I thought it really struck me. I wish we had it yesterday.
Yeah. Let me go through some of the closing music that I was trying out earlier.
Okay. Right?
Oh, please.
Oh, that's
See,
sneaky.
That's not going to work because it's too
Take
slow.
It off, Mike.
Yeah. See, that's a
hey,
one
we're
button
all,
at a
We're
time.
All going to dim the lights and sneak out of the studio.
Hey, everybody. Our new Grief Man show. You know anybody that's passed? Anybody that might be about to pass? Anybody that's being mourned from last year? Little tribute memorial. Send your request into the all-new Grief Man show. Yeah, it should be a good time. On the all-new Grief Man.
All right. Hey, Grief Man, do you do funerals of all faiths? Because I was wondering if you had any any opinions about sitting Shiva.
No sitting Shiva. You know, I don't specify religion, sir. But I'll tell you what I do.
Sir.
If you let me tell you something, sir. If you want a grief man funeral, it's got to be a Viking funeral. That's right. All you need is a small dinghy. Get a dinghy. And put your special loved one, your mama, your daddy, you know, just put them in the little, get the little dinghy. And send it, put some newspaper in it, a little accelerant, you know, put a little lighter fluid or maybe in gasoline, dear. And, you know, light it on fire and send it out to sea or a lake.
If we're doing a Viking funeral, Grief Man, would it be?
Yeah, the all-new Grief Man show will be at the Grief Man Lake Braddock Viking funeral. Yeah.
Would the Jack Tar be a boat that's too big for a Viking funeral?
No. You can take a little Zodiac dinghy and send it from the stern of the Jack Tar.
Hey, Grief Man, does your show have any sponsors?
Yeah. Adrian playing along now.
No, Adrian. Do you have any suggestions? See, when you set me up like that, yeah. I'd sure like. What's the sponsor you had in mind?
I don't know. Maybe some funeral homes.
A funeral home. Yes, it would have been better to have. Hey, here's Comedy 101. They'll have the name of the funeral home ready to go.
Yeah, that's Tommy's Tombstones.
Tommy's Tombstone. Hey, remember that place? Remember that place in Manassas we used to drive by?
There was two tombstone places.
But the one was a dual business. They had tombstones and then
ice cream.
It was the name of the ice cream place, too.
It was ice cream.
What was the ice cream? Right. Klein's.
Yeah,
the Klein's Custard.
Hey, Rob, you'll like this. Here's some music I was listening. It's called Hunting Wabbits. Hey, it's Grief Man Show. We're hunting rabbits. Hey, look at that little rabbit crawling down in the hole. You guys can't hear that, can you?
Yeah, we can.
I can, and it's
can you hear it?
It's eerie.
It's eerie and inappropriate and wrong. All right.
Hunting rabbits.
But it might be good if the grief man went hunting for corpses.
So that's what I did all day, going through these album after album.
That's like from Bette Midler.
I know.
Yeah, good reference.
It's terrible.
Ooh, I like this.
Hey, thank you. I don't like that.
I like the drums is what I like.
Yeah, see? They love that. Like, if it's 2008 that album was recorded.
Can you play
when
that
you
one
record
again?
An album in 2008, don't have background singers going, ba, 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 which jazz musicians love to do. Ba, 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 do da, da, da. No, it sounds like the worst porno music. Okay,
he's an old queen. Da 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 da.
Skiddly da da.
Suda do do da.
I was working the night shift, and this big broad walked into my office.
She had legs up to her neck.
She had legs up to her neck. She was also trouble. I could tell by looking at her. We were going to walk out to the local diner, get a cup of coffee, and then do what we always did on a Saturday night. Turn on the Grief Man show. Find out who died that day. It should be special.
Were you also going to listen to bad synthesized trumpets? Because they don't even have real trumpets in that? And
is that fake? Do you think that's, no, I think it's real trumpet. I think it's just amazingly recorded. That's why I wanted
it might be both. It might be badly recorded.
It's the all-new Rob Spiewak Show. And now, please join Rob and his guests, Tab Patterson, Johnny Hateful Midnight and his dancing Camaros, The Picture of the Day with Horny Bob Spiewak, and of course, Katie Powers, Forbes, Von Herman, Sacco, and Benzini. And I'm your announcer, Uncle Dave. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Rob. Hey, speaking of Uncle Dave, I wanted to say, Uncle Dave, we love you, and we give you a hard time on this show.
Yes, we
know
we
you're battling some illness right now, and really hang in there. We all, our thoughts and our prayers are with Uncle Dave, Jimmy's right-hand person over there at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And, you know, you try to get updates from Jimmy, but unfortunately,
Zika.
He's always on the road.
Zika, right?
No, it's not Zika. I don't think.
No, it's not Zika. I don't think so, Oscar. I don't think he's traveled to South America. By the way, having, family connections in that area, you're a little more nervous than the average bear about that?
No. Well, my dad's in La Paz, and it's 2 degrees there right now, so mosquitoes don't live in that type of climate.
Oh, okay. But you have to be careful, though. Tell your dad it's a sexually transmitted disease.
But I believe that... That's something we all should be aware of, especially in tropical areas such as Florida. Trust me, my family's down there now. So
that's true.
Well, in the late 1990s, I drank a brand new beverage that came on the line, and it was not beer. It was really not a hard drink, but it was called Zima.
I remember
and quite
it.
Often I would drink enough of it to have the Zima virus. The final
malt liqueur, clear malt liqueur.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. What was it like? Citrus flavored, I think.
Citrus flavored, pretty nasty. And you drink enough of it, and you'll be a featured member on the All New Grief Man Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listen, I'm going to join the army.
What? Did you sign any shit?
No, but this week I will. I gotta do a Rhiannon first.
Rhiannon? What about your mother?
Her too.
Are you nuts? You wanna get sent to Iraq?
Afghanistan. The army's probably good for my career.
You don't have a career.
Right. My ultimate goal is to qualify for helicopter pilot training. Afterwards, go to work for Trump or somebody. Be their personal pilot.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna tell your mother about this. And don't you do nothing. Until we've had another chance to talk. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't tell you. He spent $200 on a set of CDs that teach Arabic.
Jesus Christ, come on, shish kebab. What else do you need to know?
As your parents, we don't feel joining the army is in your best interest.
This country is in a crisis.
How can one soldier stop it?
When my enlistment's up, I could join the CIA or something. And with a military background, I'd have a leg up. And as an Arabic speaker, I'd be really useful.
I don't understand. You're going to ask the Donald for some time off from your pilot job to go on CIA missions?
Everything's a joke to you.
I'm not having a good time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Shish kebab.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper studio in the heart of our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast. We have the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're the person that's listening to my voice right now, that means you get it too, okay? It's that easy. Thank you. Our show today brought to you by SeatGeek. Tis the season, sports fans, yes. Where you know, a lot of stuff is starting to ramp up. A lot of people are starting to go out on the road early, getting ready for summer tours. You know, the big 18-wheeler trucks are on their way down to spring training, and at the end of the month it's going to start in earnest. And then month of March, you got your March Madness, you got your playoffs coming for hockey and also the basketball playoffs. Everything is coming, and SeatGeek is my ticket to go for all events, NBA, NHL, concerts, college basketball. SeatGeek does it all. If you've ever ended up with an extra ticket, you can use SeatGeek to sell it to another fan. SeatGeek is a lot like Kayak or Expedia, but it's for sports and concert tickets. They pull all the tickets that are buying and selling options from the other sites, and they put them all in one place. It's really a terrific way to get tickets. SeatGeek also knows the fair market price of every ticket out there, so they can point you to the best deals and underpriced seats. If you have tickets to sell, SeatGeek will help you price them so they sell quickly. And SeatGeek has the lowest fees of any ticket site out there, and they always show you the full price up front. Right now, all of our listeners can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code, then enter TMOS. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 after your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app right now and use the promo code TMOS today. There we are. Did
nice.
We get that?
Yes.
Did we jot all that down?
Got okay. it.
Just checking. Just wanted to make sure. Well, greetings. Did you enjoy your Grammys last night?
I did for a little while. A little while, that? Yeah.
They were nice.
It was 3.5 hours. It's a long program.
Well, this is the only question I have. First of all, the tribute to Glenn Frey.
Yes.
Simple, not really emotional. Kind of like the whole Eagles vibe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of that to me, if you wanted a dickish tribute, it's like, you know, that was it. They had, what, Jackson Brown up there?
Yeah.
And they had the rest of the Eagles, and they all waved afterwards singing one song. Nobody said anything. That was it. That, it was, to me, was very Eagle-esque.
It was adequately mic'd, and the performance was adequate. It was a very adequate CBS tribute to Glenn
Frey. I'm not going to put CBS on this. I'm going to say that maybe Don Henley and Joe Walsh, and you know, maybe they had a little something. You know, we just want to get up and sing a song, and I don't know why it wasn't more elaborate. You know, the David Bowie Lady Gaga tribute was absolutely insane.
Big time.
I mean, as far as the production values that went into it. So I was surprised at that. But the one that stole the night for me was Stevie Wonder and his tribute to Earth, Wind & Fire founder Maurice White.
Beautiful.
Which they did a cappella.
Right?
Mm. That was just stunningly good. And, you know, simple can be good, but simple can also be, here's a song, okay. Safe home.
Well, I think
safe travels, Glenn. Bye-bye.
And it doesn't enter into simple as much as it involves. To me, it looked like Stevie and the Pentatonix, they were invested in it. And the Eagles looked like they were going to do their song, and that's it. That's the impression I got. And they just, there didn't seem to be any
feeling.
It was weird.
It was
like
weird.
They hated him.
Watched, have you guys watched the documentary? I mean, it's been all over HBO. Have you ever watched that, Oscar?
No.
It's the story of the Eagles and kind of what they went through. And, you know, I guess prickly might be the word. I mean, take
They love their money. And that's
take
why they
all
keep
your
back
DJ
together.
Rave outs. Take all your DJ rave outs and then add a little heat to it. They had some real moments with and then you throw in Joe Walsh, who got clean during the process, or he wasn't going to go out on the second tour. I just got the impression, especially when you're talking about Glenn Frey and Don Henley, and we didn't talk about Glenn Frey a lot when he passed away. I think there's just a lot of seriousness, you know.
I think so
one
too.
Of the guys, it might have been David Geffen, I'm not sure. I think it was Geffen that referred to Don Henley as a malcontent, or it might have been someone else that said where he just, you know, just not a happy guy, a guy that's easy to deal with. Don Henley, who really is the poster boy for my philosophy of DGH, don't get happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But you know, to be perfectly honest, I play it up a little bit here, but ultimately I you know, when my son's not running me ragged,
right,
I can be a very happy guy down here. But you know,
but there are people like that. If you go way, way back, Jack Warner, who founded Warner Brothers.
Yes.
And he made a ton of money with James Cagney. Made a million pictures with James Cagney.
Is that as close as you can get?
No, but
you can't
but this,
get
you're
anywhere
like
but
this
the
phrase.
1920s.
You're
or
gonna
30s
like this
to
phrase. He okay. called Cagney, and again, this is the money thing, because
Jimmy Cagney, for some of you that may not know who we're talking about,
yeah, big movie star in the 1940s, 30s, and 40s, made a lot of gangster pictures. Very famous man, and
he
made a lot of money.
In 1941. I'll ask him about him.
You should.
Yes,
made a lot of money for Warner Brothers Pictures, but he hated management, and his nickname at the studio was he was a professional gangster, and that's the impression you get with Henley, is that you know he goes against the tide no matter what. He's an gangster.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when they're laying out the Grammys and they're trying to, you know, because it's such a massive undertaking.
Huge.
As far as that. You know, it's the only award show where live performance is central to it, you know, where you really have these amazing performance after performance after performance. And, you know, the artists all bring it from all the different genres of music. And I think it's special. I really do. I think it's evolved into a special telecast. But I would love to be a fly on the wall when they were talking to the Eagles. You know, so what would you like to do? And they're all kind of, I just picture those guys, kind of, you know, guys in their late 60s all sitting around kind of going,
meh.
Meh. Just get up
meh.
And sing a song.
You know what I think what
take
was
take it
said?
Easy. We'll sing Take It Easy.
I bet the Eagles said, can you put us on early? Because they were on early in the show.
They want to go home.
Yeah, they want to get out of there. They don't want to stick around and
but
watch all that.
But their time is like 7, 8 p.m., right? So they're going home at 8 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the only other thing I wonder about the Grammys is every other award show, and God, are we inundated with award shows? We are.
Yep. See,
every
it's that
other,
season.
It's award show season.
Yes.
It's award show season. We seem to get more and more as the years go by, but who gave LL Cool J the lifetime contract as the host? Why is the Grammys exempt from the pressure of delivering a host who, you know, who gets evaluated every year? How did he pull that? It's brilliant on LL Cool J's part. He doesn't get, there's no scrutiny.
No.
You don't wake up in the morning like Ricky Gervais does, where you're reading whether you piss somebody off and whether you're going to come back next year. You don't have Tina Fey and Amy Poehler coming back and doing that. You don't have Chris Rock, David Letterman, you know, all the other movie shows.
You get LL Cool J. He comes out, wears the same effing hat that he's worn.
His Uncle Junior
his entire,
hat. Yeah.
He's got that hat on. And he comes out and he goes, you know, Grammys! It's like, he does nothing. Where is that fair? Well, that's not fair.
Because he's safe. And it's easy. Think
it is
about
safe
it.
And easy. And you know what? What the Grammys did, as I guess probably 5 or 6 years ago, it stopped being an award show.
It's performance-based.
It's a performance show now. And so
is good. I think that's good. I think that's terrific.
They have separated themselves from all the other things.
Well, you know what a form of performance is? Making me laugh.
That's
and
true.
Coming out and doing some shtick. And I think the Grammys, you know, they have a category for comedy album, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. You know, they have, you know, Stephen, oh, by the way, Stephen Colbert was outside the Broadway Theater. And he's talking about safe.
Yes.
It's just like, you know, he has to really, really guard against just being so vanilla that it's going to be, he will vanilla himself into obscurity. You know, I know he's done a lot of good political stuff, but, you know, it was LL Cool J via satellite talking to Stephen Colbert outside the Broadway Theater with the show Hamilton, the hip-hop musical that's on Broadway right now. And he was sitting there, and I was just like, I just wanted to look at the TV and go, bleh, 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 bleh,
bleh,
bleh.
All told, who's more vanilla? Stephen Colbert or James Corden, and they shoehorned him in as well. James Corden is even more vanilla, I think.
They got CBS, of course, and then the obligatory shot of Les Moonves in the audience.
Yeah, and his lovely wife.
But it's saved by the fact that you have amazing performances. And comparatively, this year compared to years past, I give it a good solid 7, but I wouldn't say, there are some years where they have 10 performing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, and they're just one right after the other after the other. Do you think that Taylor Swift, when she accepted her award and was talking about don't let anybody tell you that they're responsible for your fame or your success, do you believe, like everybody's talking today, that that was a direct dig at Kanye West?
100%.
I'm curious about
100%.
That. 100%. You think so?
Because he has a lyric in his song where he kind of takes credit for her success.
Absolutely.
And he tried to spin it that, I talked to her people and they were cool. They encouraged the lyric. And the lyric, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something like, she'll probably sleep with me ultimately, or something to that effect. And so it's a hateful, bad lyric.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, did you say your son was in to her?
Well, I knocked out my Grammys early this morning. He was up at 5 o'clock. We had hellacious thunderstorms, and it woke him up. And so I got up with him at 5. We brought him into the bedroom. He stirred until probably about 5:45, and I was stirring too. And that's when my lovely wife said, why don't you just get up with him? Thank you, honey. Okay. I got up with him and I said, I'll use this time to be a little productive and let me pop on the show that I recorded. I did not watch it. And so, it's blissful to watch an award show with a fast forward because
it's the best.
You don't want to. If you wait through a 9-minute stop set with commercials and on the other side is an artist you don't care about, it's kind of a drag and it's a true waste of time. But I wanted to see all the tributes and I watched Adele, and they stepped on it with her audio, right? And,
yes.
And something about the piano being out of tune. Yes. It was a highly uninspired performance. It's nice to see people are human,
Mm-hmm.
Adele is human.
And she handled it well in retrospect. She said that it didn't go well, and she's going to reward herself with a hamburger, so maybe it's not so bad after all. She tweeted that today, and I thought that was really
now,
nice.
Now, that is not, you don't go, she's lost weight.
That's true, she's though. Lost. No, she really
something
did.
You might want to attempt.
She really did tweet
she
that.
She really did tweet
Hand
that.
Hand to God.
Yeah.
Hand really? To God. Yeah. She did.
Yeah, Adele tweets, because of it, though, I'm treating myself to an In-N-Out, so maybe it was worth it. That's her actual tweet.
Are you sure that's a hamburger?
She's got a good sense of humor. She's got a good sense
of
humor. But
might not be a hamburger. Maybe it's big night for Mr. Adele.
But overall, I think I am finding this is either me getting older or these are award shows in general that I find myself just becoming less and less into. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think it's also your schedule as the father of a 30-month-old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been flat out. Yesterday, Oscar, I'll be honest with you. This is on the heels of the weekend that I was telling you about. And all I did was I was working out in the garage.
Oh.
And I decided I would this would be a new
Are you building
venue
something?
For him. Yes, I am.
Jigsaw?
I'm building a time machine. Building the time machine.
That'll be good.
Not going to the future either. Going to go to the past.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Going to go to the past and beat up Buddy Rich. No, I don't know
beat
what
him up, are you?
I don't know what I'm talking about. So I was out in the garage, and I just took him out there, and it became apparent to me right away that I was not going to be able to do anything out there except supervise him. And we have these, you know what these things are. They're pool noodles.
Yeah.
You've seen them. Some of them are long and skinny. This one was kind of a smooth, plastic, fatter one. And I found that he could put his arms out, and I could throw it to him.
Oh,
and
he could catch it. Yeah.
Oh, and without and the kid, no flinch in this kid.
No flinch
in this kid whatsoever. But then after that, he wanted to do more. And I probably, my total time commitment with him was probably an hour and a half between inside here and I don't know where Mama was. I think Mama was out jogging or something or whatever the hell she does. And she was out doing that. And so I found myself, by the time she got back, and I'm talking about 1.5 hours. Now, I spent a lot more time with my kid than that. I'm talking about this concentrated 1.5 hours, peak awake time for him, and Carla walked back in, and she walked back into the house. I walked over to the couch, and I went, and just collapsed. I said, my God, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is once again motivation to lead a healthier lifestyle, to not have jerky visit ever again, ever again.
That's
down
a
here.
Horrible thing to say.
No, can't do it. I cannot keep up with jerky. I can't do jerky and a 30-month-old. It's either jerky or a 30-month-old. That's the way it works. I can't have both. I cannot have both because jerky took me out from Thursday night. That's the only night he was here.
Right.
One night, 30 night. I recovered. You know when I recovered?
When?
Tomorrow. So that's how long it's taken with jerky. But anyway,
you're on a 5-day plan.
Oh my God! Yeah, didn't prevent us from having dinner with the McFiggins last night.
Oh, nice,
nice.
We'll take a break. Get back with more fun of Blood on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Tee hee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOmaraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
I want to say thank you to listener Trevor Griffin. He sent that
Trevor,
along.
Trevor, you murdered that.
Oscar, can
that.
I put white noise on Alexa?
Yes, you can. It's all on Amazon. Absolutely.
Really? Okay, yeah. So I have to get working on that today. By the way, phenomenal. I mean, really. I mean, we sleep with that almost when it's, you know, when the little guy and we really want to get some deep sleep, especially like an afternoon nap,
sure.
We want to steal one of those. Alexa's awesome. So
cool.
It's terrific. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without having to go to the post office. Wrong!
Wrong!
As John McLaughlin would say, Stamps.com is the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you can easily buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. And all you need is your computer and printer. I'm doing my John McLaughlin.
Love
again.
It.
I'm sorry. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees like metering charges or reset fees. They have no extra hardware to buy and no long contracts, no long-term contracts. Stamps.com can save you at least 50% compared to a postage meter. Plus, Stamps.com lets you do things that a postage meter can't, like sending tracking info to recipients with just a click. We have used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. Right now, use our code TMOS for a special offer. A 4-week trial, $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again. I stumbled on that show just over the weekend.
It's still on?
I cannot.
Is it still called the McLaughlin Group?
I think it's the McLaughlin Group, and I remember I was in my mid-20s when that guy was old.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a priest? Wasn't he like a Catholic priest at, in one
For
point in his
For some reason,
career?
That seems to ring true.
You all right there?
That was brutal. Jeez.
Somebody want to roll a cot in for Oscar?
Just not so much a cot, maybe just like a recliner.
What? You're talking about the McLaughlin Group. What am I supposed to say about that?
No, it's McLaughlin because it's G-H. Oof.
It's no, McLaughlin. It's pronounced McLaughlin.
It's not the McLaughlin Group, Rob. It's the McLaughlin
no,
Group.
No, McLaughlin. How do you spell it? L-A-U-G-H. How do you say that?
McLaughlin.
So it should be McLaughlin.
This I can get into.
No, I'm not basing it on how it's spelled. I'm basing it on how I've heard it. How I've heard it. Hold on.
He says, welcome to the McLaughlin group.
I think he says McLaughlin. John McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Yeah. G-H. It's an F sound.
Nobody in broadcasting is going to use McLaughlin.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's not much of a broadcaster. And first of all, I don't want to take any English lessons from
you.
How
do you spell it?
It's McLaughlin.
I think his name is McLaughlin, isn't it? The McLaughlin group.
McLaughlin.
All right, hold on.
That in the 700 Club I could never get into.
700 Club. Really good. That was, you know why it was called 700 Club?
Yeah, the $700.
The donation. That's
yes,
right. It's all about the Benjamins.
Seven As Benjamins. A kid, I said, what's 700?
Oh, here we go.
A bun.
No. Different guy.
From Washington, the McLaughlin Group.
McLaughlin, not McLaughlin.
That guy screwed it up.
No, he didn't.
All these years.
Want
to hear it again?
All these years.
More than anything.
Here you go. All right.
Bump, bump, bump.
Robbie,
bump,
Bobby, bump, baby, boom. Bump, 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 bump. Sitting there like
political mind.
From Washington, the McLaughlin Group.
McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
I stand
McLaughlin.
Corrected. I still prefer my pronunciation,
oh,
but I guess I'm wrong.
Your pronunciation hurts.
Well, you've never watched it.
I've
That's
watched
why you,
it.
Well, then how did you think it was the McLaughlin group?
People say people names wrong all the time.
I don't think of you as doing that.
No,
I think of you as being
me.
Precise and like, you know, I mean.
You're
you
from
know.
The
I'm
slam.
Not a big viewer of the show because it's political, but I watched it because it was always fun to make fun of. And also it dates back. This is how old this show is. It dates back to the days of four channels. And so that was on Saturday night. That's what you watched on Saturday night. I think it was 7:30 on NBC.
Well, Justice Antonin Scalia, well, there's gridlock on the Hill.
I know that guy.
Okay, now he's awake. Now he's awake because he just clued into who it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to bring him a clock before. Will Oscar Santana finish his paper? We'll find out at the McLaughlin group right there. Wrong, Bobby, baby, boo.
And I'm sure Jack Germond is dead. There's no way that fat up is alive.
I think this is like, this clip I'm playing is it was recorded on May 30th, 2014. So it's old enough. It's
okay.
Old enough.
American original.
Let's see if he talks.
There we are. It's the sharpest mind. Will he get his master's in business administration?
Issue one, climate change, a believer.
Mike, I kid you not. This could be something. All right, this is something. Somebody that was born basically in the early 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s. Grew up then. If you could set the same tone but do it for the show, right?
So maybe you should do this for political persuasions.
Yes.
What do you mean? What are you telling me to do? Like for my political show?
For your political show. That would be great.
You mean like have a curmudgeon? I am a curmudgeon.
No, but same setup, same open, and then you lay out the topics in the McLaughlin group voice.
Wait, so for this week, it would be Judge Scalia. Was he murdered? Why was there a pillow on the man's face?
Let me try this.
From Washington, the McLaughlin Group.
The American Group.
For over three decades, the sharpest minds, best sources, hardest talk.
We'll see how he opens it.
Issue one.
Antonin Scalia. Was he murdered?
Yes.
Issue two, the insults go back and forth between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Is this the way politicians should behave? Issue three, I need a milkshake. Issue four, I have a hemorrhoid that is killing
Washington.
Me.
All right.
I have a question for Mr. McLaughlin if he's entertaining questions.
Well, yes, Rob.
Okay, you said you needed a milkshake. When you eat a milkshake, are you a sloppy eater?
Well, I only take food in liquid form. I'm only taking food in liquid form. So today's milkshake is beef vegetable soup.
Oh, God. You ever have a smoothie?
Tomorrow I'm going to be having a pork chop smoothie. A delicious pork chop smoothie that'll be good.
So anyway, I watched him and I saw it like this past weekend. I'm like, oh my God.
I just can't believe he's alive.
And look, people get old. I'm old, okay? Mike, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to get old. That's right. The way, Mike, unless something happens to you when you're
yes. Political persuasions with yes. Mike O'Mara. And with the food milkshake brought to you.
Oh, by the way, tell our guy we're hitting in March with that.
Yes.
And I'd really love to have a sponsor for that if possible. I really, truly would. So, you know, if you could get the word out, I know.
But you can be on the call this Thursday if you'd like. And
that I'll mention on the call that
we've got a new special program on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And I've got it.
Issue one. Get me a sponsor.
I've got
Even though I just created the show yesterday.
I've got Thank it. And you, here's the deal. You don't want to do, obviously, you don't want to do the whole show in that voice because it might take a knock at your credibility.
By Ninja.
Oh, the blender?
Yeah, the blenders.
But I'm thinking, Mike, could you close each episode?
Issue four, like Oscar tells me again to get on the conference call. Issue five, what am I paying him for? Thank you very
much. Well, because you want to be on them.
I do.
Make up your mind, man. Make up your mind. When I don't tell you about them, you get mad at me for not telling you about them.
I didn't like the last one.
Well, they're not all great, Mike.
Sometimes they're fun, sometimes they're not.
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed in our team. Yeah. Very disappointed. Yes. I didn't want to say anything because I try to be nice. I try to be not myself, even though those ideas are would you not agree that two meetings ago when I was involved, I came in.
You are nice.
You set me up for that. I mean, you wanted me to do that, and I came in and I did it, and I told them how I felt, and I was
set you up to be like that. I said you come in and you let them know, and you came in with your flamethrower.
I don't think I was rude, but I came in. I was firm.
If we listened together, I think you'd
think
otherwise.
I was over. Do you think I was over the top?
I don't think anybody walked away from that happy.
Well, you know, I mean, I had to say what I felt.
Yeah, you had to communicate a point.
Yeah.
You know, but you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, though.
Well, that's your philosophy. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, how about this Pooh Bear? Why don't you sit on one of those? Why don't you sit on one of those meetings one time?
I'd rather you not be on them, to be honest with you.
Brutally frank.
But if you want to be on them, like you've said to me, I will ask you to be on them.
Well, I got the impression the last one I was on, everybody wanted to. You know how we are when we do conference calls?
Yes.
I shouldn't say this, but you know how we can be sometimes? You know how those other disc jockeys are when they're on conference
calls?
Yes.
Dicks.
They sound like they want to be somewhere else.
Yes.
I got the impression that, that certain people wanted to be somewhere else. I got that.
Well,
I guess
you should have proper context. Usually we spend on those calls, we have a 30-minute break worked out for those.
A window
where we actually go through each advertiser and break that down. We just haven't been able to do that as much when you're on the call. But if you're on the call, you're more than welcome to be on there. You can ask any of the questions
you'd like.
That
was a bit passive-aggressive, was it not? Mm-hmm. Was that not a bit passive-aggressive for me, Rob?
Yeah, a little bit, I think so. But that's
Mike, here's the deal. We like you being on the calls, but really none of our business gets accomplished when you're on the calls.
You know? Here's the way it breaks up. We like to have you on the calls, but if we want things to be done, we don't want you on the calls. So we need to find something in the middle. That's what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just the last one, I just kind of sat back and let everything kind of happen, right? Yeah. Sometimes Oscar will set it up where I will have had a conversation with Oscar a week before, and Oscar will start the meeting by saying, "Mike, if you can, talk about that blah 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 that you were talking about," and I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about.
Because you backburned the whole thing.
I have to, as they like to say in business speak, circle back to Oscar on that one and go, "So Oscar, what was that?" And you were mentioning that. What? And when I really just want to be on the call and look at him and go, "What? What are you talking about? Hey, I don't know.
You would rather me remind you than never come back to it again, right?" Mm-hmm.
I like to stay on top of it that way. And I think that it was uncomfortable for a lot of people because I had things I wanted to discuss and I had things that I wanted to accomplish and I was happy that I did that. And sometimes it needs to be done.
You know what Mike? Yes. You could be like Tim Conway. Tim Conway was on like every fourth Carol Burnett show.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but everyone remembers him as a regular because his contributions were huge. Mike, you can be the Tim Conway of conference calls.
I'd rather not be on the one this Thursday.
Okay.
You take care of it. I'll let them know. And then you get back to me, though, sometime over the weekend and let me know how everything went.
I'll text you. I'll recap.
Make sure Gabe Strine knows.
Yeah, and I'll let Gabe Strine know as well.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that there was a thread.
That was a great moment.
A group. By the way, something that you know. Here we go.
You're never too old to learn.
That's right.
The group MMS, the group messages when everybody is included, somewhat problematic down here. I've been on throughout my iPhone life. I've been on maybe 20 of them. Where I don't want to be. And there are some that get completely out of hand. Have you ever been caught on one of those where somebody is sending out messages to, like, all of their buddies, and you get caught in the middle of it?
Oh, it's the worst thing in the world. They pop up, and you see, like, three names and 100 phone numbers.
That's when you delete.
That's when you got to delete, Mike. You got to get out.
Well, I'm doing that, and I will spend the rest of the day doing that because I'm on some of these, and I like the individual. I like my text to be pretty much
individual. Who's group texting you? The only guys that I know group text me are you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But who else is group texting you?
Party organizers.
I don't think I'm speaking out of school. The most, not jerky. A friend of mine down here, it's an old people syndrome.
It is.
He was talking about some sporting event.
Hey, let's do a group text. It's like putting a flyer on a phone pole.
And everybody was on there. Everybody was on there. And I didn't know that it was the simple swipe to the left and then delete, that you could eliminate that whole
thread. Right out of there. What happened is we had a text about a technical issue, and Mike went to a group text that included something from the weekend.
The most recent, yes.
Good friend of ours, Gabe Strine, who has done animation for this show.
But Gabe Strine was included on the most recent one because he had
initiated it.
He initiated it. By having a meet and greet up in Spokane, Washington, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it went very well. I guess they were very happy, and they had a good time up there.
Very cool.
I wanted to tell him, and so I responded immediately to his text to say, tell everybody how grateful we are that they're continuing to support the show. And it's fantastic. You see, Oscar, people are clamoring for us to get to do something. You understand that, right?
And, yeah.
That's what it is. Now, getting back to, well, let's take a break. When we come back, I've got a few more thoughts on political persuasions. Because I'm going to have a meeting on the show.
Oh.
All right.
How nice.
Yeah. And no, don't worry. No extra work for anybody except for Pony. Get a pen out.
Wonderful.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills while you enjoy the song stylings of Mr. Ray Charles.
You can talk about the pit barbecue. The band was jumping. The people too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, how would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. Easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. How easy is that?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap, S-N-A-P. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS.
What's the matter, Mike? Did you find a typographical error?
Typo.
You know what I can
do? Not hard to do with you, pal.
A bonbon.
I can correct it. I will correct that.
Type in TMOS and hit search. Whether you are iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and start living a better tomorrow. See, you don't mess up those, do you?
No.
It's the nitty-gritty stuff that you have
Mike,
trouble
you know,
with.
Mike, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know you're not. No, you're not.
No, you know I am. Because you
are
know
you
what?
Really?
Yes.
Are you really?
He doesn't like messing up.
I would
he
love to
like
avoid this
up.
Situation.
When he messes up, I see it. It pains him.
It does. It hurts
me. Well, I've
me.
Read it. I've Straight read it a bunch of through. Times. I read them quite often and read by the typos. And then
but then you should tell me, and then I can fix it. I'd
well,
love
no,
to
see,
fix
I will,
it.
Don't
I will
reward
them,
mediocrity.
I will read them, and I will auto-correct in my own mind
see,
as I'm reading them.
Awesome.
And the only time I'm going to call you on it is when I inadvertently read the word on the page and I don't auto-correct.
I understand,
so
but I wish that when you spotted them, even when they don't
well,
know,
Oscar wishes, you know what? Why don't I just go away and die? I won't go to any
meetings.
No. I won't tell anybody when they up. I'll just sit there and be la, 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 right? I'll just do that. You know, proofread your shit. Thank you very much.
Why don't you just do your job?
It's real easy. Right, Mike? Come on. Do the job, for God's sake. All right?
All right.
I got Sleepy McSleep again here. I got you over here, you know, Honey and Pooh Bear. And I'm just trying to get the goddamn show that I want to get. That's all I'm trying to do. Do you? Does it make sense? Okay.
Perfect.
I got
sense.
Term paper kid over here.
My
got
term
sweetness
over
and light. You were talking about you were going to be up till midnight doing a
That's
paper.
That's not late.
Something like that. Yes. Well, that is for me.
That's
that
not
is for
late
me.
At all. Yeah. The grammars are barely
is,
over.
That is exciting. What time do you normally, when you're up doing that, and when you're up doing that, how long do you? Because I know when you're a little draggy today. When
oh
you came
no,
in.
I got a solid 6.5 hours. Yeah, that is strong for your boy.
Well, so as I said, I know when you're draggy.
Four, if I'm lucky. Averaging just four.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was your age, I was probably doing.
There
the same
you go.
Thing, you know, that's
and it. You did a morning show for God's sakes.
Well, that's the reason. I mean, I didn't, but I, you know, I would also stay up late and do the morning show.
Yeah.
Like when the Red Sox would be on the West Coast and I was doing a morning show and I would like, they're playing Seattle and I get caught up in an extra inning game. That's pure hell. That's hell on earth. That's the way that works. And I would get 2.5 hours of sleep and then be in, hi, everybody.
Yeah, the two big coffees, right, on the way to work.
Yeah,
right.
Because you fake it. You fake it.
But you know, you are depleted. You talk about it all the time that the whole program is kicking. I'm not trying to attack you. Stop being defensive. I am simply saying you are seriously working. You know, 2-3 different things simultaneously,
yes.
And you're a little sleepy.
Well,
sometimes,
no, it's
you know?
Well, I guess for me, and if I'm for full context, I really don't on my end. I don't think about being tired because I just don't have time for that. Right. So if I'm always tired,
I have your tell.
Yes,
if
what's
you
my
want,
tell? Please.
This would be Oscar's tell. Okay. And it's very simple. And these are for the Ustreamers only, because you're not going to hear this on audio. But if you want to know,
Rush.
Oscar's tell. When I think he's a little tired is when I'm looking in the camera and he's got this look on his face.
No,
call me crazy. That might be the way I can tell sometimes.
No,
that's
some of the honestly, some of the times when you see me like that, it has nothing to do with you or me being tired. It's just me just watching. I'm not very expressive. We've had this problem for 6 years.
Well, you do that all the time, and I don't think I'll ever be able to. Just like I won't get you to come in on time, and I won't be able to get you to, you know, be that way. I think that when you're doing this kind of show, when you're doing a radio show with television cameras.
Yes.
I've watched a lot of them, and it seems like when you're speaking, you know, you can't expect everybody else that's doing the show with you to do this, to go. And now I'm smiling at the camera when I'm doing it. It really doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
For the guys here, they can tell if I'm actually tired because either I'm bitching at them or I'm asking them to do things or I'm questioning what's been done here. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to see that context at all.
It's the show, right. Again, the show before the show.
Yeah, you don't get to see any of that.
Well, you don't do it before the show.
No,
it's more after.
Or I'm texting them before the program, going back and
I
forth.
I get them before the show. You usually get them after the show. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
Speaking of
it's like
getting
a
them.
Divorce,
getting
Mike.
Them. No, but I'll, like this morning, I'll go back and forth with Pony in the early morning just to make sure everything's good to go. Mm-hmm. And he answers right away. And yes. I know he's driving. He doesn't like the text, but he does it anyways for your boy.
He pulls over to the side of the road, puts on his blinkers, and texts.
Very safe.
Okay. Speaking of projects that we need to button up here, as far as the political persuasions program, I think that I wanted to make sure that Pony, we were on board with we're going to need a space for that, I suppose, right? We're
absolutely.
Going to need what type of space were you looking for?
I don't know. I want to put it up there. It's got to be up on the More Network. I would assume.
Absolutely.
I don't need anything elaborate. I want it to be as streamlined and as tied into this show and no fuss, no muss. I don't.
We can do that.
You know, I don't think it's a half hour show once a month, and I don't think we need an overwhelming presence. But at the same time, I think we need the basic stuff that people
was,
have to click on.
There was
you know
a thread
I mean?
On the.
By the way, by a show of hands, how many people thought that this might just go away?
Well, I wanted to mention that. I actually bet on you. There was a thread on the fan club page where people were guessing how many times a year you were actually going to do the show. You guaranteed 10.
I've committed to 10 shows before the election.
I said you're going to do 7. But, and it's just because you're scheduling, they may conflict, right?
Understood.
And then, but some, most people were banking on five. And I said, well, okay, now that you've said that, he's going to do 20.
And incidentally, that's the fan club, too. Yes. That's the folks that, you know, how about I don't do any fan club? How about I don't do, how about I do dick? How about I don't do any extra stuff and we'll do it that way? You know, I mean, it's not putting any extra shekels in you one percenters that don't support the bonus show. So how about I do dick?
He's really turning.
Would that be nice?
No.
He's, you know,
he is definitely going to do it.
Really?
He will do 10
Sending me a nice logo for the show as opposed to snipping away at, you know, anything going to do. How many is it gonna do? I don't think it's gonna do anyway. Okay.
Will it have transsexuals in it?
Okay. I mean, really?
Hey,
I mean,
man.
Come on. I'm
equal
just
opportunity.
I'm just trying to, well, I'll have anybody on the show.
Yeah.
I'm an equal opportunity offender.
You
that's
just
the way I do
want
that.
To do a show. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I you know,
it is. It's
that,
you know what? I look
you know
forward.
What? The most
that's such bullshit. Right there.
It's sincere. It's going to be great. We've
that
heard.
Had a sound to it that normally, that's even more, it's going to be great.
It's talking. Great. Let's stop fighting, Mom.
Here's why it's going to be great. Fun. Because you're going to get worked up and you're going to have what you want to present and you're going to have an open forum for 30 minutes. And I look forward to sitting down and watching you do it. That is the honest to God truth. And yes, when I say great, I meant it. So there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You seem a little testy. Is it the typo?
You have a boss birthday.
No, go fuck yourself.
It's a lot of editing today.
A
lot of editing. Hey, is this how's the snowstorm up there? How's the weather? How's
oh, it's crappy.
It's the most beautiful day I've ever seen. Can't wait for those cherry blossoms to come out in this beautiful city. Because, Mike, there's like 8 inches of slop on the streets as we're driving through it.
I don't say it, but I appreciate you guys, you know, dealing with all this crap. It's been a nasty weather on the Eastern Seaboard, and, you know, we appreciate it. You know, when you get that, I get this little whip that comes through South Florida. They don't put it. Incidentally, down here.
Hope you have a cardigan
like,
handy.
Yeah, it was 80
like,
degrees
just
yesterday.
Just like up there. No, I mean, how about a tornado watch, okay, Mr. Man?
Oh,
there you
please.
Go. How about that?
All right.
How about a tornado, okay?
You got the
little
sun.
Did you
tornado.
Get one?
We
did you get one, though?
No, but we had a warning, for Christ's sake.
We
okay.
haven't
no,
seen
there,
a
no, my
sun
roof
in
didn't
two
come
months.
Off. My roof didn't come off, you know, for Christ's sake. And, but
well,
anyway,
we got the slop. We got
the
it
slop.
All everywhere.
Mike, I went to the doctors and said, you need more vitamin D3. And I said, what's that?
Oh,
and they said, the sun.
Yeah,
I said, well, no S. All we do is work in a box with no windows. And then when you walk outside, no sun.
D3, tiny, little teeny tiny one like that. Small, one of the smallest ones you can take.
No
problem to take that. It's a little gel cap. It's a little tiny little
I thought you could
D3.
Only get it from the sun.
They put it in this little
sun
gel
breaks
cap
it
now.
Down.
I had to go buy
okay, solar powered.
Yeah. Mm. But the thing about they F up down here just as bad as they do up in D.C. No one in any level whatsoever called for tremendously severe weather. And at approximately 5 o'clock this morning, the gates of hell opened up, scaring my son, where it was, I mean, thunder like you have not heard thunder. And then I didn't, because no one predicted any severe weather
right.
of any significance. I, you know, brought him into the bed with us and we lay down. At 6 o'clock when I turned on the tele, they said a tornado touchdown. About 20 miles south.
And you
of
had
here.
No warning, like, when you went to bed that this was going to maybe
well,
happen
throughout
Carla the
night? Says she gets alerts in her phone, but they
sure.
didn't do that. But I'm just talking about the forecasters that I think, like, forecasters everywhere.
Blow it.
They don't know. If something develops overnight, they have no idea. So
now,
it's,
question.
But,
invariably, we get thunderstorms in the afternoon
Chash.
Up here, especially in the summertime. But thunderstorms very rarely happen at night. Do they happen
right.
because of the warmer weather? Do they happen around the clock
down there?
The
tropical system came through. We've got a morning, noon, and night. You can get them anytime down here, and that's
I like
that's
middle of
the
night
here.
Thunderstorms.
Oh, I don't.
It's fun.
Scare you?
I didn't like because my little guy got pretty
well, if you
shaken
didn't
up.
Have your
and,
son,
you
know, so that's kind of soothing.
Well, if I didn't have my son, I'd probably not have big anus eyes, to, you know, dragging my ass around and doing all that. So political persuasions, we need. You know what I need first and foremost? Probably some sort of logo to do that, and so I'm putting that out.
Logo this man.
Wait, maybe
Diego.
We can include Gabe Strine on that discussion.
There we go. Too bad you deleted the text.
Diego.
What a shame. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Mike, I would like to officially
Flaming out. That's two for you. Two flaming strikes? Outs today. Stop talking.
Oh, no.
Kills Mike, please.
Diego, Jesus, what would you Christ. Like? What would you, no, go ahead. What would you like, Diego?
I just wanted to volunteer my services to the new show.
Mike, why don't you take Diego?
Yeah.
I'd love to take Diego. Yeah? I'd love to take Diego.
Yeah, let's put him in a box and ship him to Florida.
Can you teach him? The thing is, though, with interns, you know, they get other jobs and they go away. But
He's not going anywhere.
Could you use Diego on, this is a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The odds are I will be taping the shows on Tuesday. Will you be able to utilize Diego, Rob? Will he be able to lessen your responsibilities?
Absolutely. Always nice to have him in. You know, this might be the best way to train him how to run the board.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is sort of a putting your toe in the water type deal. This is how we taught Rob Ford on the Perkins Show.
Diego, you have to dress like you're working at the hotel, though.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mike does not.
Mike does not like a crew that's
unkempt. What did I just hear? I thought I heard something.
Yeah,
Rob was just playing things, you know, with his big mitts. Right.
Okay.
And you know what? When you have Adrian running board, that won't be a problem.
Can I make a request? When that happens, you know, just, you know, I hear it and then it goes away. And
What happened there exactly?
What was that, Rob? Everybody heard it, you know, and it's just...
I bumped the iPad. I accidentally bumped the iPad.
Hey, can you gain
Why are you
in
being so confrontational today? I mentioned the typo, and he's like, yeah, there's a typo. I'll fix it, and it'll be fine. Why are you mentioning it to me? And then it's like, I bumped the iPad.
I bumped it. I mean,
don't be mad at Mike.
I'm not mad at Mike.
He's just asking a question.
No, but your tone is like, oh, well, I didn't bump it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Why, you hate that he highlighted it?
No, I don't. Sometimes it's best to move forward, I think.
No, not if the man who's running the show says what happened.
This is what
happened. And you say nothing.
I went down to make sure.
And I'm waiting for your explanation.
The irony here, the coincidence here, the thing here that is so odd is I was going down to turn the level down on the iPad so that wouldn't happen. And my knuckle hit the promo right here. It's at slot like 29. And I went down and I just bumped it by accident and it played. And I said, oh, my God. And then I stopped it and then I killed the level. Mm. And I hoped that maybe it would go by undetected. Mistakes.
It pissed you off when I heard it all the way down.
Pissed me off when I did it. That's what pisses me off.
Don't be mad at yourself.
No, I'm mad at you.
Oh.
And you don't have anything to do with it.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. Just sitting there frowning.
Go ahead.
What?
I'll let it all out.
Yeah, just let it all out.
You come in and you know.
How are you? How's everything going? I mean, obviously with that weather system, it's not lost on me that you're slogging in. You and Pony slog in from the outer reaches.
Don't like it, but you know what? Not going to complain about it. I've got a wonderful job that I love, but what I hate is when I screw up. I don't like it, and there's no way to get past it. Mike, I think you might have accidentally hit a button down there. I hear a music.
No, I did it on purpose.
Oh, you did that on purpose, did you?
Yes, I did.
Mike, we've got a website for you. We need a logo, right?
Yeah,
we need some imaging. Who's going to do your imaging?
Yesterday I said I didn't want to burden Dude Walker. I'll tell you, you know, I don't want to be like those TV talk show hosts that, you know, they're their own announcers. But to be honest with you, I could probably do John McLaughlin's voice.
I'd love that. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool.
From Washington, it's Political Persuasion. And now here's your host, Mike O'Reilly. Let me think about it, and, I would welcome... I like to utilize our listening audience because I think it's fun for them.
You don't want submissions for announcers, do you?
No, I don't want to have an announcer. No.
Okay.
Can you have... And I know this is a junkies bit, right?
Right.
But it is... You know, if you could have like a sound effect for a donkey, and you could have a sound effect for an elephant, like you could actually paint with sound effects for Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, that's good. It gives it a good 1930s flavor.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Hold on a second.
A throwback.
Yeah. That's right. How do you feel about Hoover in this election cycle?
Yeah.
We can't elect Roosevelt again.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
We need Nixon. All right. Very good. That's fantastic. I like that.
Not enough people do that.
Mm-mm. Not enough people play elephant sounds on their political shows. That could have said that Limbaugh could be pertinent again if he just played an elephant sound.
He's a true Republican.
And he is.
Today we will be joined by a spokesperson for Ted Cruz.
Yes. Now, finally, a political show that Oscar can follow.
All right, well, let me wrap up this business meeting. So, Pony, we'll get everything in order that we need to get through.
You got to get all that down.
Thing. Yes, sir.
I want to shoot for a taping, not next week, but the week after. That's when I'd like to do it. I think that's a reasonable time frame to do
launch.
That.
And,
lock it
I think
in.
It should be special and fantastic, and it'll be great.
That's just what I said,
Mike. Sure will.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to send me anything regarding that, I'm taking all comers as far as anybody that wants to get involved. Dirk Vastrick, I think, has expressed an interest in joining me on the show, or he just wanted to rant. I'm not quite sure, but Dirk, I love you. And,
good guy.
You know, just send your email to, what is it, politics@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yes, precisely.
It's very simple, and I'll take, you know, I want your thoughts, what you want to talk about, and if I think it's interesting, maybe we'll get you on the show. Do it with a couple of listeners every time I come on here on Political Persuasions. It should be really special.
Nice.
We'll take a break. Come back, typo free.
Nice.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. This is Carrie Spiewak. You know, Rob's wife, ya humps. You know what I've been doing a lot lately besides cultivating a relationship with my new BFF, Mike O'Mara? Well, I've been thinking about Rob Spiewak's bag. Sure, the big guy does me and the kids a solid each and every day by running the boards and pretty much being in charge of everything over there at the Mike O'Mara Show. But my favorite thing about him, you may ask? Well, his bag, of course. His bag is one of my favorite features, baby dolls. You know, if you send Rob a note to rob@MikeOMaraShow.com, that's Rob with two B's, I'm sure they'll get around to reading it come Thursday or whatnot. Just like he gets around to rubbing my feet every night. Ha-ha, Paris. Please send along your letters to fill up the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag and help keep my husband employed. Because God knows I'd be hating that retail. Hi, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, when is the last time you looked at the nuts in your grocery store? If you did, and you opened up that jar, and you took a peek inside of those nuts at the grocery store, you know what your nuts would say to you? They'd say,
hey, I'm your nuts at the grocery store.
You know what happens if you order nuts from nuts.com, and they arrive, and you open up their bag, like with cashews? The cashews will look up at you and say,
we're the nuts from nuts.com. Ha, 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 ha. Look at this. We're giant, big nuts. Unbelievable, delicious nuts because we're hand-picked by the good people at nuts.com.
Meanwhile, your little wimpy nuts in the grocery store are going,
why doesn't anyone like us anymore?
And then the people at nuts.com say,
you're not liked because you're puny and you taste crappy and you're bland and you have all sorts of bad stuff.
Why? Why are you picking on me?
Because I'm nuts.com and I can.
Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. Since 1929, this family-owned business has prided themselves on giving you the best nuts and dried fruit. It's the truth. We talked to Jeff, a third-generation owner. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers. The website is easy to use. It's fun. Nuts, nuts.
Nuts.com.
Big, salty, sweet. Whatever you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose four free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for four free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details.
Nuts.com. And hey, advertising people, this has been a live commercial.
That's right, it has been. Thank
nice.
You. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair, everybody. And I love them, and I'm ready to get my nuts for this season. They're absolutely delicious, everybody.
News.
Roseanne Barr. Remember that name?
Barr.
Roseanne Barr.
Barr.
Barr. Barr. Yeah, there we go. She is getting into the pot dispensary business.
Ooh.
And that's special. That's not surprising since she's been a longtime advocate of marijuana. Plus, last year she said she was going blind and she was treating it with weed. Ah, a lot of my friends that are potheads, they say that too.
Medicinal.
It's made up.
Yeah.
She's an investor in a Southern California dispensary called Roseanne's Joint.
Oh, dear.
Good name for it.
Yeah.
Which will feature her unique pot strains and products like pot-laced chocolate-covered macadamia nuts.
Of course.
Mm. Wow. If you're a pothead. Yummy. If you are a pothead, that would be fun. They were grown on her farm in Hawaii, the nuts, I think. I'm not sure about the pot. The store will open sometime this summer, and her business partner says she'll make occasional appearances at the place. Roseanne has not commented, so...
no free samples!
Steven Tyler is putting out a solo country album later this year, and Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry isn't impressed with the new single, Red, White, and You. Joe Perry hates the fact that Steven Tyler does anything outside of Aerosmith.
And they've all
done it. He hated
it
when he went on a... Yeah. What's
you know,
that?
They've all done their own thing.
That's right.
Yeah. It's very... he's very, very bitter about the fact that Steven Tyler went on to do American Idol and Steven Tyler's doing country music. Here's the quote from Joe Perry, who's kind of Joe Walsh-ish.
Okay.
When you hear him interviewed, it's like, if I didn't know him when I heard this song, I'd go, it's okay, next. He's in Nashville doing whatever he's doing. He's got an effing rhinestone cowboy hat going, yippee-yi-yay. I don't know what else to say about that. So Joe Perry and his hot sauce, not very happy.
Oh,
I still have some
I forgot he did the hot sauce thing.
Yeah, the hot sauce might have actually made it down here to Florida. The Joe Perry hot sauce.
God, that's quite a trip.
I think it's, and I think it's probably petrified now. We got that a long time ago, so way to go. This is for the older people in our listening audience like me. Singer slash actress Vanity died yesterday of kidney failure. She was 57. She was the lead singer of Prince's girl group, the Vanity Six, back in the early 80s. Let me tell you something. Boy, in her day, if there was a hotter woman in a music video, I couldn't find what she was. Sex.
Can I
absolutely
grief coach
a
Mike
sexy
for
lady,
20
yes.
seconds? And I didn't even realize this. I got this from a listener. I never play Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And I played old school Prince yesterday. So I might have killed her. And for that, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They were best known, Vanity Six, for their song Nasty Girl. You remember that. Rob just played it. You remember that from the Beverly Hills Cop strip club scene. Vanity also did a couple of solo albums and had modest hits with songs called Pretty Mess, Mechanical Emotion, and Under the Influence. She also starred in a few movies. In 1994, Vanity overdosed on crack cocaine and almost died of kidney failure.
Oh, I didn't know
her doctors had only given her 3 days to live, but she said that Jesus appeared to her and he'd save her if she promised to give up her Vanity persona. So when she recovered, she retired from showbiz, became a born-again Christian, devoting her life to evangelism. Her real name was Denise Matthews, and apparently she showed up at her church shortly before her death saying, I'm ready to go home.
Trying to draw the timeline, is that a video, Nasty Girl, is that a video you would have played when you were doing video disc jockeying in clubs?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
It sounds
absolutely.
Like it'd be about right about that time.
There was, because right away, right around that Prince era, there was Vanity and there was Apollonia.
Yes.
And both
Ooh.
Of them, I mean, Prince, man, had the eye.
Yeah, he did.
Hopefully, you have a decent boss who's not breathing down your neck all day long, but a lot of people do have that kind of boss. So here are the six main things to worry about because it's what they're most likely to notice. You want them in order?
Sure.
Here we go. What time you get to work? And what time you leave. See that one too. Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Right?
Yeah.
You're about one side of that. If you constantly show up late or you leave early, they probably know about it. Number two, how you dress. I'm just laughing because of our little operation.
Sure.
Just make sure it's roughly on the same level with what other people in the office are wearing.
It's so fine.
If you're dressing out of the norm from your office, you might be problems.
With that said, could I have Adrian come in front of your camera for a sec?
Yes, please. I'd love to see him. Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
Get up there and let him know.
Yeah.
Let's see what Adrian's wearing today.
Has this man assimilated? That.
Yeah,
there
it really
you go.
Looks like most of his clothes were bought at vendors.
Yes.
That you would see along the street.
On the boardwalk.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'd say more like vendors in the Andes Mountains. That's the way I would do it.
Got himself rug.
Yeah.
Okay. American Eagle. Not the brand,
not
but
the brand.
A t-shirt with an American Eagle on it and some sort of
an
weird
iron
bad hat.
Yes.
That's a bad knit hat.
Yellow cholo hat on.
Is that cholo hat?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
So how you dress. Doing personal stuff on your computer. That's on the list too. Swearing. That's another one. Number five. Four rather. Five. How you manage your time. Okay, whatever. And number six, how you're fitting in.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I like best the swearing one because we actually write it down every time here. So we actually have a record at our place of business.
Today would be a big one for the post-editing with the swearing. The swearing, Paul. It's constant.
He did not get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
Supposedly, there's an Irish tradition where women propose to their boyfriends on Feb 29, and since this is a leap year, they actually have a chance to do it. So a new survey asked men, if your girlfriend proposed to you, would you say yes?
Ah.
73% say yes. Yes, they would. I guess that means 27% would say no. If your girlfriend, Oscar Santana, yes. proposed to you, would you say
oh,
yes?
Oh, boy.
No. I would say no because that's not her role. I should be doing the asking.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
When I go back 20-some years, I'm not sure I would have said yes to Carrie unless she got me a really nice ring.
Right?
A nice ring, maybe.
It's interesting. I'll let that lie there. The survey also found 47% of women would think about proposing, whether it's on leap day or any other time of year. 65% of guys say the tradition of men being the ones who propose is outdated, Oscar Santana.
Oh, please.
That's right.
Look, they're already making as much money as we are.
That's true.
They are, Mike.
They. Who needs to hold a door? You know what I mean? There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Those people.
The difference than me.
That's right. That glass ceiling.
A little something for you now. A man from Massachusetts is suing Golden Corral. Want to thank the fan club. This was posted there, and I took it from there. He's suing Golden Corral Corporation. I could not ignore this story based on his picture. He's suing him for $2 million for false advertising after being literally thrown out of one of the chain's restaurants by the employees last Thursday. He's a man of larger carriage.
Okay.
I'm not seeing his weight in this story, but let's just say the picture would indicate probably north of 500 pounds.
Oh, dear.
He appears to be that large. According to witnesses, the 51-year-old man who lives on welfare was expelled from the restaurant after he then spent more than 7 hours on site at the Golden Corral ingesting a quantity of food which has been estimated at between 50 and 70 pounds.
Wow.
Now, despite brutal. The fact that the restaurant advertised the buffet as all you can eat, the manager of the establishment seemed to have lost patience at some point, telling him that his meal would be free, but asking him to leave. The manager's intervention angered Mr. Fleming, and brief altercation took place before he was finally pushed out of the restaurant. He immediately called the police and filed a complaint against the restaurant, and he intends to make the people responsible for his mistreatment pay for their actions. Just my opinion, to hell with the lawsuit, just make the manager smell your chair.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, but I had to do that. There we go. Whoa, hey.
I'll pay you with gas.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Ray Bonet.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Me amo cake.
Me amo cookie.
It's the show with an international flair.
No, that's Oscar.
His pants have international flares.
It's like pleats.
And the tiniest shirts you've ever seen. So if you want Oscar, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. But if you want Katie and Rob,
listen to Cake and Cookies.
Or don't.
Worst promo ever, Rob.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I was talking about Esquire magazine. I read it on Texture.
Yes.
Texture is the best place to get your magazines. Thanks to pizza delivery, we can binge eat. Thanks to Netflix, we can binge watch. But now with Texture, we can binge read, and it's better for you. Trust me, it's about to be a thing. I'm serious about that. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. I was referencing the article in Esquire magazine about BS with Scott Rabb that I was reading just the other day. You want one super convenient place to get your magazine content. You can do it right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge away. Breeze through hundreds of the world's most popular magazines, including back issues, for all the articles that interest you. So I don't just get to read Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team will recommend content just for me every single day. Sign up for Texture today for instant insider access to the best reads and premium content. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting money. Stop wasting paper.
Yeah.
Get Texture today, and you can share it with the whole family. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now.
Right now.
Right now.
When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That is texture.com/TMOS. And thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, February 16, 2016. Hey, it's 2-16-16.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Being a disc jockey, one of my favorite things is requests. Yesterday, you requested isolated audio of Amy Winehouse singing.
And yeah, it was just without the band in the back, yeah, the vocal track.
Just
yeah.
a few clicks away, and this is fun to listen to. This is the one that really made her, I think, we all became aware of her when we heard the song Rehab. Mm-hmm. Here is her vocals from the
and
song.
And you played, you've played isolated vocals of her before, have
I
you not?
I think so.
You have.
I think yeah. I have, but this is fun mm-hmm. to listen to.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
And I think that's her triple track.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've been black, but when I come back, you no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
Her voice is so unique, and it's just it's yep. fun to hear it broken out. Now, she does very well when you do that. And the funny thing about this next tape, Mike, is it comes with a story. The band Hole was playing at a venue, I think, in New York City, and the sound engineer never got paid.
Cornilla!
A few bands on the playlist, and every time the sound engineer wanted money, they just sort of pointed to the next guy, and he never got his money. So what he did is he busted out a track of Courtney Love singing and playing guitar.
No. Oh, no.
And he put it, and he said it's not revenge. He just wanted people to know the way she sounded. Mm. This is the song Celebrity Skin. I got this from no fewer than 8 people yesterday.
Okay.
Check out not just Courtney Love singing, but her wonderful guitar playing, which he was kind enough okay. to include.
I'm all I want to be. I walk a side in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really need it. Hey, so glad you could make it now.
That is rough.
I mean, really, my thought upon hearing it is she's singing the song she's playing. So there are those who do well and
wow.
those that do not. So think
wow.
about that. And
that
always,
is so bad.
Always, always, always play your audio engineer. Pay his bill because
yeah,
that prevents that from happening.
Wow.
I always like to highlight on a Tuesday show my favorite moment from The Bachelor, and you probably missed it.
Oh, I missed it. Yes. Yeah.
Kayla was having a very in-depth conversation with El Bachelor, and she likened herself to moss
Ooh.
On a tree.
Ah.
This is a smart lady.
Do you think you could fit into a town, like, long-term? Like, do you feel like you are stable, like, you'd feel steady enough to stay in the same place for a while?
I mean, to be honest, I feel like I've been molded to be adaptable.
What?
I picture myself as moss, and I've always been trying to find the perfect tree to grow with.
Okay.
In whichever direction he wants to grow, like, I'm okay with that. I'm really just all right with that, but... I mean, I could move a lot or I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Moss?
It's kind of, you know, up to us.
Okay.
So the answer to the question is...
She thinks of herself as moss. There's some self-esteem issues right there.
Doesn't moss just grow in one place?
On the north side of a tree. So if you want to stay away from her, head south, young man. Got to really give a great CBS trophy for living up to their expectations last night with the Grammys. One audio moment I have to share. Adele says the problem is the microphone fell from inside the piano onto the piano strings.
Mm-hmm.
So the piano, this is the opening of her song. The piano sounded out of tune. And her mic dropped out
Ooh.
Simultaneously. So Adele, who arguably was the highlight of last year's Grammys, was maybe the worst moment. And also,
yeah.
I think it threw her because she did
right.
not sound good for the rest of the song. But this is just a few moments of Adele as she began to sing last night. You hear that weird ringing? Piano strings.
My heart at the door. I won't see you.
thought that was just my TV.
So did I. No. So did I when I watched that. I thought it was my TV.
Like, thanks, Comcast.
No, they switched. What happened, depending on what you believe and what you read, they had an alternate audio chain set up.
Yes.
But the switch takes it out for like a second and a half. So to get rid of the piano ringing, they had to lose her singing. And I don't know how the best way to handle that is. Because
well,
you
just
got to hear her singing.
Along. You keep going, right? Yeah.
Nobody likes to bash CBS more than we do. We do because they fired us. But the fact is, you know what? That is an amazing undertaking. And I'm surprised more crap like that doesn't happen at a live telecast with that much audio. Can you imagine how daunting that is? I mean, when I think about having a band, a blues band
just
with
one
five
band,
pieces
yeah.
that we used to have to set up and take 2 hours to do it. I mean, it's astonishing how they do that. But then again, they put the money into it,
yes.
but that was a big screw up.
It
and,
was.
You know, everybody knows about it today.
All right,
that's
let's
terrible.
Close with something from the Grammys that I loved. One of my favorite moments, Mike mentioned it too, was the salute to Maurice White with the a cappella group and Stevie
so
Wonder.
Glad you have this.
Well,
this
actually, I'm just, I want to close with the way Stevie opened the envelope because I thought it was so funny.
Oh, so you don't have the song.
I don't have the song, no.
Can I put a request in for that maybe tomorrow?
I'll have it free tomorrow, absolutely.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
Here is Stevie, and you know, a lot of times when you do a some sort of political or motivated message during an award show, it comes off badly.
Yeah,
but,
and he's blind.
But the
he
greatest
had to memorize
thing is,
it.
But what's so great is he had the envelope and the
Jeez,
envelope.
Why are you laughing?
You know what? I'm glad he enjoyed it. It was grand. It really was good.
He's such a dick.
Stevie gave out the award for a song of the year, and this is how he handled it. He had so much fun with it.
Okay, so you all can't read this, huh? Uh-huh. You can't read it. You can't read Braille. Na-na-na-na-na. I just want to say, before saying the winner, that we need to make every single thing accessible to every single person with a disability.
Very true.
So cool.
And the winner is... And you know what? I told my daughter Aisha this song was a great song when I first heard it. And it has won tonight, Thinking Out Loud!
He still sounds the way he did when he was 20.
So
it's
natural.
It's truly a phenomenon.
So
really,
natural.
Love
really
me some Stevie Wonder. That's your Magic Audio Vault, folks. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. And that's right. We brought the In the Stone back in. Because the real deal is Maurice White, kind of a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm very happy about that. So we're going to keep that till further notice.
Nice.
So I figure something else that's you know that I want to play. But I love that.
Good stuff.
I absolutely adore this. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and maybe we'll play it on Wednesday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying we'll join you next time. So long, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.